Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is a. This is a breaking news story. We've got something that I've talked about for a while. And I've talked about it with Phil, of course. But I never thought it would actually become a thing, not for a while anyway, right? Because it's something that they've tried in Texas, and they've tried in numerous other places, and they would make the zoning laws just so ridiculous that you couldn't do it. Well, in Berlin, Germany, they've done it! Inside Berlin's Cy Brothel, the world's first AI brothel using virtual reality sex dolls. Yes, this is a thing. Okay, so, sex workers must now compete with artificial intelligence as the world's first AI brothel pioneers the future of sex. At first glance, Berlin's Cy Brothel operates like a traditional escort business. Private suits can be booked for a few hours or overnight, and clients choose their companion from a list of seductive names like Bimbo or Mitt. Because why wouldn't you want Bimbo, right? But the Berlin Bordello's futuristic edge lies with its workers. At Cy Brothel, patrons share company with life-size sex dolls instead of human sex workers. Yes, something that Phil and I have talked about. Bimbo, Kokeshi, and Co. Because, I mean, that's just her name, right? Not Coco, not Coconut, not Cocobana. Co. Can't move or speak, but clients interact with them in their virtual realm, donning VR headsets to watch immersive 4D. Man, it's gotta be going through space and time on these girls. Ain't no woman gonna give you an experience like going through fucking space and time. I think they meant 3D, not 4D. Porn featuring their favorite sex bot. Sounds amazing, right? That's the future. That's the future. You know that? You know that fucking meme where the man, it's the father and his son. And he says, that son is the fucking future! Yes, that is the future, folks. Remember that movie we basically talked about? It's in Red Pill Movies. It's a sci-fi movie where basically they were showing what the future of sex was going to be like. This guy was falling in love with his virtual avatar so much that, you know, he put her into a human form by getting the guy that was actually able to do this, and as soon as they had sex and embraced for the first time, she basically turns on her heel and said, I got all these new emotions now, and I don't know what to do, and I was just a robot and a virtual AI before, so I'm gonna leave you and go fuck every guy in the world. Goodbye! And she turns heel, and that's it. I mean, she doesn't say she's gonna fuck every guy in the world, but that's totally what's gonna happen. Anyway, that guy actually kind of really illustrated this. Because he showed the man interacting with this very lifelike virtual woman. And, of course, he's using a peripheral, a doll peripheral. It's not like a doll. It's got, like, a torso. Like, I basically want to go through scenes of that movie. Like, I've got it. So I'm going to try to clip some scenes from it. And maybe make a collage out of it. So that, you know, I don't get, like, copyright struck. But I basically want to show scenes from that film and discuss them so we can actually show you. There's only a few scenes, but we want to kind of show you exactly what this small indie filmmaker, who's not even, you know, we're not talking A24, we're not talking any of these, you know, larger indie companies, you know, that have done robot movies. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. You know which ones. We're talking about a small indie film that hardly anybody even saw. And really, the virtual reality thing was a side plot of it. I thought it was the better part of the movie. I thought it was like two movies that shouldn't have been mixed together. I think it was better when they showed just what the VR girl was able to do. And the article will talk a little more about this. Because it says they also have the option to sex with the doll's AI persona thanks to a raunchy purpose-built AI language model. I wonder what. Cy Brothel is the first in the world to fill its brothel with immersive AI, and co-owner Matthias Smetana, a guy, told news.com.au his business was on a quest to develop the next generation robotic dolls that would respond to touch and speak in real time. The AI sex specialist said Cy Brothel attracted sex industry veterans looking for a more innovative experience, and first-time visitors were drawn to the pressure-free environment. Imagine that. What TFM's always talked about with Celestina is pressure-free. I don't feel like I have to, you know, perform for her. I can just do things my way. You know, it feels good. It's not stressful. you don't have to think about sports or, you know, stuff that isn't that interesting just so you can keep it up, right? Or just so you don't bust, rather. Well, I mean, it's a little bit of both, right? If you are here, the only person who can judge you is yourself, Smetana said. That's true. We have a lot of work. Excuse me. Well, they definitely have a lot of work. We have a lot of people who have never been in touch with sex work who are really down to try it, but are looking for a safe space. If you face performance anxiety, this doesn't go inside brothel as you're dealing with sex toys and not humans. You're dealing with wonderful girls that do not judge you. They won't go in there and say horrible things to you, and they won't pretend to be interested in you, and they won't pretend to love you. Smetana said that Psy Brothel was a beacon of an evolving sex market. That's the fucking future, kids! Germany's sex trade has been declining in recent years, with the number of registered sex workers down 30% compared to pre-pandemic numbers. Of course! And they're all about to be replaced by robots! You don't want to do your job anymore? You want to do OnlyFans? Well, fine! The robots are here, ladies. Traditional clients will be gone in the next 10 to 15 years, he said. So I think right now the sex industry will move on in the VR direction. Yes, as that guy said in that movie. I still can't remember the name of it. It's like a number. That's what I remember it. Having sex in the digital world and the physical world at the same time. Could this Berlin brothel be a glimpse into the future of Australia's own sex industry? Emma Benet, senior manager of award-winning Townsville Brothelonics, doesn't see her Aussie clientele embracing sci-fi sex. What our customers crave is human touch and connection. At the end of the day, there's only one type of human sexual interaction, and that is the real thing, she said. Actually, what she's saying is, right? I mean, they're really not going to put me out of business, and my girls, right? I mean, surely those robots wouldn't be more interesting than my live girls, right? I mean, I don't have to worry about anything. As she tucks her tail between her legs and clutches her pearls, running as fast as she can for all of her money. Benet also doubts that Australian clients would be interested in paying for sex without real emotions, skin to skin. All right, gentlemen, let's think about this. Those girls that you pay for at the brothel, do they love you? No, they don't love you at all. Do they pretend to love you? Maybe. Do they pretend to be romantic with you? Maybe. But I've even heard you can't even pay one to be romantic. No kissy kissy. No, that's for my husband. Well, what am I doing here then? Why don't you go kiss him? Because I was here for a romantic experience. I'm sorry. But guess what? I bet you can. You can probably do kissy kissy with your little VR robot AI girlfriend all you want then, men. Huh? Yeah? And they're gonna have the little ones that you can hug. Maybe even TFM will get to... you know, he wants one that hugs you. You know, maybe they can do that. And of course, there's somatic sexologist Alice Child has said that Psy Brothel's AI sexual experience could offer a safe space for people to explore their sexuality. Right. But she also said, and of course she's a Sydney-based sex educator, keep that in mind, warned against using AI to replace human intimacy or as a way to avoid confronting anxieties. A place without judgment is a place without vulnerability, and sex is inherently vulnerable. It is inherently not. When you start putting guidelines on sex, then you're not giving a person the ability to enjoy it the way they want to. As human beings, we should have the freedom to enjoy things as we wish. If a person doesn't want to be vulnerable, they shouldn't have to be vulnerable. They shouldn't have to feel the need to perform. They shouldn't have to do all these special things. They shouldn't have to do anything but enjoy the time that they're spending with whatever they're spending their time with. I mean, there is a platform right now called, well, we're not going to say the name of it, and I've been talking to some of the people in the server and all that, and apparently they enjoy Lovance devices, which means a Lovance device is a device we've talked about. You put on your member, and you can experience the girls in the game. I mean, it basically works with the girls in the game. And there's many games that will be using them. And one of them that we can talk about is Trails of... Trails. Not those games, guys. Get your head out of the fucking gutter. Treasures of Nadia. Treasures of Nadia actually does have a Lovin's feature. If you have a Lovin's device and it's connected to Bluetooth, you can put that little joker on your John Henry, and you can explore the girls a little bit further than what you can do with a screen. I don't know how this works because we're still in Lust Epidemic, and now I know you guys are cheering, hurry up and finish it, Grim! We want to see it! We want to see it! How interactive are these girls? Apparently very interactive because it still does very well on Steam, even though it's been out for a long time, and even the sequel is finished. And, I guess maybe it has even better Lovin's functions because it's, like, way at the top all the time. It must be the most interactive game for adults in the history of the universe. So, I don't know. But yes, you can get a little taste of what these guys experience right in your own home. If you fear being intimate, avoiding sex over the long term by using AI might rob you of the ability to have that human experience with someone, she said. Alright, so, let's think about this, guys. So, for you guys that have dated, been married, maybe you even banged a bunch of chicks, how much of that was really human? And go ahead, we've got comment section. Go ahead, tell me how you feel. And I'm sure, you know, when things first started out in your relationship, you know, it was probably nice, slamming, fiery sex, right? But, how did that go, gentlemen? A few years down the road, after life's obstacles had come through, right? How well was that? How about 5 years? For those of you who've been married for 10 years or longer, how was the intimacy? Was she still passionate? Did she still kiss you all over and give you a warm embrace and make you feel like a man? Or did she belittle you the whole time? Interesting question. That seems to be Tyrus Flair, by the way. Another one of the girls you could probably one day get with if you wanted to. Not the new one, though. The new Tyrus Flair looks like shit. But anyway... What I was saying is, how many times in the future, and I'm not talking about when you first got together, but in the future, you know, going down the road, maybe into your 30s and your 40s and your 50s and beyond, how often did you feel that sex was worthwhile, that it was mind-blowing, that you'd definitely do it again? So think about it. Think about it like this. You've got this gorgeous woman who never ages, doesn't judge you, will only get better and better and better as people interact with her, and will have so many different versions that'll make your head spin. Because AI can do all kinds of things, and we're only starting to see the beginning of it. In the metal side of things, I actually heard the very first song where it wasn't just the, it was the second, actually. But I'm talking about by a major artist. Where it wasn't just an AI voice cover, but it was an entire music cover. Basically, this guy did, I don't know if you know of the band Slipknot, but they basically did an AI cover, which you can find on YouTube. It has got 269,000 views of a Metallica track, a very famous one, called Master of Puppets. Now, I want to be very clear on this. This is not just... It's not Metallica doing it. It's Slipknot doing it. And let me also be clear that this sounds exactly like Slipknot would do it. They use the Slipknot riffs. They use the Slipknot style. The drumming. Corey's vocals sound like they're from either the Iowa or the self-titled days. And it is an incredible version. It's so good, I can't even tell it's AI. Like, we're getting to the point where music is getting so good, we're getting to the point where AI is so good, we can't even tell it's music. Excuse me, that didn't come out right either. Sorry, guys, you know how it is. 1, 2, 3. Like I was saying, we are getting to the point where AI music is sounding so good that you can't even tell it's AI. There. That's what I was trying to say. And I never thought we'd get there. I always thought there'd be a point where I could tell. You know? And in the beginning, with a lot of the AI vocal covers, I could. But with this one particular, and it was called IA, which means it's done in a foreign country. It's not done here in the U.S. because they call IA, I think maybe in parts of Brazil. But basically, these people from maybe not necessarily third world, but, you know, a developing nation were able to do something that I haven't even seen people in the West able to do yet. Actually take the music and have it fully generated by AI. It's like, I want you to take this Metallica song and turn it into a Slipknot song. And I mean every bit of it. Not just the vocals, but the riffs, the drums, even the breakdowns. It was just very well crafted, and it was all done with AI. So just imagine what you can do with music in the future. We can have anybody cover anything. Anything. And it'll sound just like them. I couldn't believe how badass that song is. I've got it in my playlist. I literally downloaded it off YouTube, and I feel no fucking shame whatsoever, because I love that fucking song. I had to play it again as soon as I finished it the first time. And yeah, I know this isn't necessarily about this song, but it's just showing what AI can do at a very early stage. This hasn't been around for very long as far as the mainstream is concerned. Yes, there's always been AI in the background, but it's never become as developed as it is now. And now it is just becoming so incredibly developed. You know, I've talked to musicians about this, and one of them in particular, a man that I've known for a very long time, who has worked with some major bands, says, I'm excited, but I'm also very, very upset with this technology. Because he says it's getting too good. And he's been on the fence about even using AI art, and he says, you know, we're going to use AI art for our booklet. And I'm like, really? You're going to use AI art for your booklet of your record? We're talking about a record that's going to come out and be published on a label. This is kind of a big thing, guys. And it's not something we'd ever, you know, think about. And just imagine. We can get artists to do anything. We can get movies. Think about movies. Movies are starting to really come up there. I saw this one where it was, I think, Chun-Li going, like, Super Saiyan Hulk mode, and it was so realistic. You know how the early AI movies, you'd see several different frames and it would look like a different character? Well, this time, I'm actually starting to see more of that character. You know, it's not necessarily flipping into different frames. It's actually looking more like one character. And that's literally how it starts. Because if you can model one character, then think about when you model your spaceship and you have your backgrounds and you can keep your static backgrounds. And it's going to take a while. It's going to take years. But we'll be able to make movies. It was said by 2027 we could probably put Hollywood out of business. That's kind of scary. But in a way, maybe it's what we need to do. Because Hollywood has shown that they are not changing things. They are going to continue to follow this agenda. And fans are going to have to start making their own movies. And they're going to use AI to do it. So, I mean, the companies aren't going to stop using AI. So people are going to use it as well. But it's a very interesting situation. And we literally have the thing that Phil and I talked about happening. It's only been 3 years. We talked about that in 2021. It's only 2024. That's literally it. You know, because remember when the MGTOWN podcast was a thing and Phil and I talked about this on a show that really didn't get that many views, but we tried. It was just like a thing we were trying. And people thought it was kind of boring. I guess they wanted Drex to come in and give them some, you know, give them some lessons. Because a lot of people were there just for lessons. And to hear us talk about robots and sex dolls and things like that just wasn't what they were into. But we've got a new generation now. We've got a generation that has growing up, with these AI girlfriends. And think about it. If this becomes popular, if this becomes a thing, there will be multiple brothels. They'll be like, okay, so we can't let you have legal sex here with a woman for pay in America. We can't let you do that because that's something that we look down upon. However, we will let you go to a brothel with these sex dolls, these robot girls, and we will let you do this. That's okay. If you choose to do this, we won't call you a sex offender. We won't do anything like that. We might look down on you, but we won't call you a sex offender. And again, it's not even just about that. It's the fact that, well, I mean, it is. It is about that. Because that's one of the biggest issues here in America. A lot of guys have just basically found an escort on the internet or other places, and it turned out to be a police officer, and that was it. And again, this was a legal of age person. I'm talking about a police officer, someone that's in their 20s to 30s. And all they were doing was asking for sex as a grown human being. Some of these are older men. And, you know, they didn't want the interest of any use. There was no use involved. These were two consenting adults. And because the law is as stated, this person went to jail. Or maybe they got some kind of, you know, they were an offender. It's horrible. So, when you have something like this, and again, don't tell me I don't know, because we get, every year, we get a list of the offenders, and you see what they've done. And sometimes, a lot of times, it's just literal, you know, they got with a girl years ago. They asked a woman for sex years ago, many years ago. And it's sad, because, you know, all the guys want is just to, you know, pay for something that's been natural, something that's been around for a long time. But if the girls don't feel comfortable and the laws don't feel comfortable with it, and there is the threat of trafficking, if we are going to talk about trafficking being an issue, and a horrible, horrible issue, we're not going to downplay how bad that is, then yes, the dolls are hurting no one. As long as we're not getting, you know, messing around with child dolls and things like that, the dolls are going to be fine. As long as they're the right height and they look the right way, you know. And the AIs, you know, that could be an issue when guys want more anime-type things. But, you know, we cross every bridge as we come to it, you know. But this is the start. This is the data that me and Phil basically wanted. We wanted to see how this is actually going to work for these gentlemen. We want to see how much their profits are going to be. We want to see if it's not what that other brothel owner says. We want to see if it's what me and Phil think, that the gentleman may prefer the dolls to the actual prostitutes in Germany, where, again, it's legal. That would be very interesting to see. It would be interesting to see what kind of clientele here. Maybe it won't be as big of a split. Excuse me. Maybe it won't be as big of a move. It might be that just some gentlemen prefer the girls, the real girls, and some prefer the AI girls. It might just be a split. And a split still makes profit. Because adult games, in general, are a split. They're not the biggest selling on Steam by any means. They're not up there with Pal World, which is the number one selling game on Steam right now. They're not up there with Persona 3 Reload, which I would absolutely love to play. Unfortunately, you know, things didn't work out that way. It's fine. I am a grown man. I will live with that. But it is its own industry. I mean, it is its own chart. It does have its own people that are on it. You know, right now, if we look at Steam, and please don't tell me it's Sex with Hitler, because that would not be cool, but that has happened. It literally did happen. Alright. Let's look at it one more time. Okay, so right now, because it's late at night, Peeping Dorm Manager, number one. People on MGTOW.TV enjoyed my video of that, but I did not like that game. Rise of Eros, of course, and the Chinese game. But that's because China is up right now. So the Chinese games are going to hit pretty hard on Steam. But right now, the Western top game is the Genesis Order at number 4. When China goes to sleep, the number will go down a little bit. Or the number will go up. You know, it's done pretty well. Of course, the Genesis Order, Treasure of Nadia, being a dick. And there you go. And then, of course, you have some Japanese ones, and you have Fresh Women, you have Come Home. You have the Fear and Hunger that we did. You have Koikatsu Party, Fear and Hunger 2. You know, Koikatsu is Japanese, yes, but, you know, we did mention that. But, yeah, what the hell is Busty Biz? Oh, I don't really like that art. I know, you're gonna fucking throw me over the bus for that. Project Passion! Ooh, okay. We did a little bit of Project Passion, but I'm not here to talk about all that. I'm just saying, guys, that, yeah, there's a market there. There's a market for the adult games, and there's a market for the Steam games. So if there's a market for the AI girls, there would be a market for the real girls as well. It's just, I mean, it's just how people are wired. Some people are like, get that fucking adult shit away from me. I'll play Steam and be a regular man and then not give in to my temptations, desires, porn is bad. I just watched a whole, just looked at a whole comment string from the Whatever podcast where guys like, porn is bad, I got off porn, porn was horrible, I was addicted for 2 years, it was a terrible, horrible thing. Ah, yeah, I know, you gotta get off that, my whole life improved since I got rid of porn. You know, all these guys, ah, it's the devil, we gotta get off of it. And again, if you're constantly looking at the shit, it's probably a problem. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. And basically she said, or she said on that show, she said basically, guys that look at porn, it gets their dopamine connection so they don't seek it out elsewhere. And they're like, okay, like, I don't know, they say, oh, you'll go higher in your position or something. You'll seek dopamine from that. And it's like, why? Oh, I want to get higher in a corporation that doesn't give a shit about me because of my dopamine. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I had that rush when I was working with musicians and bands, but you know what killed that rush? It wasn't the porn. It's the fact that I wasn't getting paid for all the hard work I did. Like, I had a hell of a dopamine rush working on all those bands and listening to all that music. It's great, right? But you know what? No pay. No pay. No pay. Nobody interested. All the work that you did, things not working out. You're seeing the decline of music and just things. And I'm not even talking about the decline of music. I'm talking about the just things changing from writing about bands and articles. Bands and, you know, different artists that people love to just whatever works with the fucking algorithm, right? That was the issue there. So it wasn't the, oh, the porn did it! No. Because I love music, right? Music is kind of like a drug for me. And I mean, I've always got into music. People would say, what do you look at more? Or what do you mess with more, porn or music? And I'd say music. Because as much as I do adult games and stuff like that, I'm listening to music 8 hours a day. Easy. And I mean, not when I'm at home, but when I'm at work, I'm listening, you know, I work 5 days a week. That's about 8 hours a day. I'm almost constantly listening to music. I'm constantly listening to different bands and artists. That's what gets me going. And sometimes I just turn all the lights out and jam my fucking speakers and listen to music when I'm at home. You know, I just have my playlists and I play the songs I want to play rather than just little discographies and all that kind of thing. But I'm not going to get into my music habits. I'm just letting you know. That's something I enjoy a lot more than anything else is music. People are like, well, if you could go without porn or music, what would you want? I'd go without porn because I'm not going without music. I mean, that's just literally how it is. I couldn't go a day without fucking music. There's got to be something I'm jamming or listening to, something I enjoy. And that goes for everything. They can go for game music. If there's like a game song I like, you know, because when I say music, I mean even game music. If you're playing a game, you play it in fucking silence. There's no music at all. Not a good song on a movie or anything. It's just silence. No music. There's like a world with no music at all. Would you rather have that or go without porn? I said I'd rather go without porn because I'm not getting rid of fucking music. I love music. Especially my rock and my metal and electronic music and all that stuff. So, I mean, I'd like to have them both. I'd prefer to work with them both, you know. I still work with bands and I still work with the adult stuff. I don't think there's any reason to stop.
I mean, I'm enjoying the thing.
And partially, it's because I think I got as far as I really wanted to get with the music. I did 4 fucking records. I put my heart into them. I fucking caused bad reflux and all kinds of throat issues because of the overworking that I was doing with my stomach and throat and everything with music. I mean, you gotta understand when you're doing this, just black metal, death metal, doom shit, you know, it messes your fucking vocals up. It's not just like regular singing, even though regular artists, regular singers can have problems with that, right? So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things that I have done over the years that, you know, I gave it my shot. I feel I did well. Like, I totally bombed writing a book. I thought my books were okay, but they were just not what the industry was looking for at the time. It was during the YA model. I don't think they would still work because a lot of the stuff is just not PC. And some people say I might be better just reading books. So I could probably do that. But again, I fuck up a lot on reading sometimes, so that would take some work. And I need water. You know, I've read a lot about people that read e-books and things, and you always have to have a little bit of water handy. Neil Gaiman talked about that also. He was, during his first read of an e-book back in the day. I mean, we say back in the day, but it doesn't feel like it was that long ago. Not to me, anyway. But yeah, I've done that. I got to interview some of the people that influenced me as a musician, some of the people that influenced me in life as far as their music. I got to work with some of those artists. It's like, how much further do I go? And it's like, oh, well, don't you want to own your own business? And then, I mean, it'd be cool, you know, if I could, you know, get an adult game thing going where, you know, people would kind of support a brand and all that. But, you know, I'm not over here just, oh, give me money. I mean, there was one time where I was asking, but I think it's something, again, that people, if people want that, if people are interested enough, and maybe they will be on some of these streaming platforms, then I'll give it to them, right? And I didn't mean, again, I'm going with what Kevin Hart said. I'm keeping myself, you know, clean as far as that's concerned. I'm not even allowed to show games with a younger character in them. And you know what I mean. I'm not talking about sex scenes. I'm talking about where one is featured in clothes. Like, with How to Live a Healthy Hentai Life, you know, there's that one young character that we see. So because that character's in the game, period, guys. I mean, we're talking period. I can't do it on that thing. Because that platform will not let me do it. So you have to be really careful. And that really takes out a lot of eroge. Because I don't like the lowly stuff. You know that. But they're so strict that you can't even have a character clothed featured in the game. Or, I mean, that's the thing. You can't have it featured in the game and be on that streaming platform. Because the minute they see, oh, that's a young character. Or young, I mean, 12,000-year-old dragon girl, whatever you want to call it. That's too much for them. They can't do it. So that takes out nearly 50 to 75% of the genre. And again, we're not talking about characters you can even have relationships with, you know. We're talking about just any character at all that might be featured as a younger character. Technically, you cannot play Winter Memories on there. Obviously, we weren't going to play that here anyway, but no, you can't play it. There's a lot of things. I don't think they can play Peeping Dorm Manager because there might be a character in it that is younger. And it's hard to convince who is, I mean, is this high school girl we're talking about? Is this a regular waifu age like in the anime? Are we talking the... you know, the lowly Shota character? What are we talking here? This is a very, you know, it's weird. I mean, I know there's a million topics going on at once, but guys, there's just a lot been on my mind, and this is how we kind of started it. And basically, I'm just going to play it all by ear, okay? Because I don't even have internet connection yet, but I have been talking, I have seen what's going on. I am kind of prepared for some things because there seems to be a lot of men that might actually like me for my voice and reading these characters. What I'm saying is, let me be real, just 100% real. There are men on this platform that will probably be there for me reading the scenes and getting off to me reading the scenes because they love the sound of a male reading those scenes and they are gay. I know, that's not something I'm personally interested in. Okay, that does mean I could get a very large male audience for that because they're getting off to me reading the voices of two straight characters. Because when we have one character that's a woman and one character that's a man and I'm reading both lines, they don't care. They're a gay person. So they see me as reading erotic lines, moaning and oh and all these other things, right? And I guess maybe I'll have to make jokes. It's a really crazy situation. But I've basically looked at all the different people on this particular platform. And let's be fair, this is a platform for adult game streamers. However, it's not a platform merely for adult games. It seems to be like OnlyFans plays games with you kind of thing, where we can play saucy games. But I don't know. I think if you're a man, you're basically going to get a lot of male attention and not for the reason that you expect. But people actually like the stories. No, people might actually just like the sound of my voice and imagine God knows what. That's just the nature of the fucking beast there. So it's something I have to mull over in my head, because there is money in it, and I don't know how much. And I don't know if it's something that I could just really even quit my job because I make so much from. Who knows? We really don't know. And I would get so many requests to have that stupid thing on my... Ugh, God. I don't even really want to think about it, because I don't want to go that far. You guys know that I'm story and story first, so it's going to be really hard to... Even though they have games, which are normal as shit, like Fallout and Pal World and stuff. I know there's new mods for Pal World, but I'm talking about regular old Pal World, regular old Fallout, regular old... And we're not just talking nude mod games. We're talking regular old games that people are playing. And I don't know if they're just talking... I don't know what they're doing. I've never been on the platform, but it has since grown. It's not nearly as small as it used to be. And there's a lot of competition ladies on there. So I don't know how this is going to work. Again, I'll probably attract a large gay audience. And it's just because I'm a guy and that's the industry for... I mean, even if I'm doing women, I don't know. We'll try it for a while. Unless I'm making... If I make stupid bank, I might continue for a while, but we'll see. I mean, look. Right now, I'm in a position where if I made stupid bank, I'm honestly going to be the thought, just fucking take all that goddamn money and go. Because then I can literally fuck off, which would be great. And when I say fuck off, I mean... Don't have to work. I can do other things. And I'm not... I mean, I can do work that I, like, enjoy and won't have to worry about my bills so much, right? It's like, okay, that's paid, whatever. Kind of like these thoughts do when they're entitled because all these guys give them money. Well, I could have that kind of money where I could actually do things that I want to do in life that usually don't make money. Like, see, I'd have all that money left over, say, make... $30,000, $100,000, and I'm not going out and buying fancy sport cars because I'm not that kind of guy. I live very frugally, as I always do, and a lot of people wouldn't even know I had the money, and the money would be there as a safety net, so I could basically, alright, well, that bill's paid, that's taken care of, this is taken care of, that bill's paid, and I could start working on other things that I do just for enjoyment. Like, I could review records full-time. I could play these kinds of games full-time. I could fucking just spend time with the family, you know? I mean, it's a good thing to have. So, I mean, yeah, it's literally Tool's Hooker with a Penis, which, if you know the lyrics of that song and what's it about, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. I'm the man and you're the man as well, so you can stick that fucking finger up your ass. He's the man and I'm the man and you're the man and he's the man as well. Yeah, see? Because they're like, you're selling out to the man. Well, yeah, but the Bills, there's also another song. It's called Just What Nobody Wanted. And it's by a band called Skyclad. And they said, all the bills upon my mat. They grow until they eat the cat. I stare at them, but they don't go. Something like that, right? Yeah, so you got to get those bills paid. Because you can look at them all you want. They're not going anywhere. They're going to continue to pile up. And, of course, it's not like it was back in the 90s. These bills, they pop up on my phone. Electric bill, $281. Woo, Lord! That's what I'm talking about, guys. That's when I'm starting to say, If the guys don't mind me doing fake moans or whatever, I mean, you know what I mean. I'm not gonna play it off like, No, I'm gonna do the same performance I always do. Because everything that I do over there, I'll definitely give you guys. Like, I'm gonna record all of it. Like, it'll be a little different, and I won't do it for everything, but I'll probably just do like an hour stream of so-and-so game, and then I'd give you guys something, right? So, I don't want to, like, give my BitChute audience, like, just all the crap we do on that particular platform. I'd rather do it, like, alright, here's an hour for these guys, turn off the internet, go ahead and do you guys, and then after that, we're done. Just do it like that. And there's also trolls and things, which I will troll them back, and it'll be absolutely hilarious, because I know how to fuck with them. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grim Rants of the Heavens when we got more articles to talk about and more things for me to rant about. You guys have a good one. I am out.